It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light up. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Tuesday, everybody. It is so great to have you praying with me today. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in this day. We have choices to make today. We can be sad, we can be mad, or we can be glad, but we choose to be glad. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And somebody needs to say, this is the happiest day of my life. So today we're going to pray. And the Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And so we're going to pray together. It's not just a broadcast where you are just listening to somebody. No, you're praying with me. And so this is BPN Radio. I want to welcome you to your 24-hour internet prayer station. And you can be a part of the Breakout Prayer Network by going to letspray.america.com and signing in. Give us your name, your email address, the name of the church you attend, or what city you're in. Because we're believing for 1,000 cities in America to pray with us, with 1,000 prayer leaders. I had a great weekend ministering at New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida, and I've been ministering there for about 25 years. And so they said, we want to be the first church. We want to be the first prayer center. So Clewiston Prayer Center, located at New Harvest Church They're the first. And we welcome the very first one. We got 999 more to go. Now, we got a lot of churches that are represented, but we're talking about somebody that's churches or prayer centers that's willing to pray with us on a weekly basis. We send you a prayer outline, and you'll pray that prayer outline with us. So we need the name of your city, the name of the location of your prayer center, and the name of your prayer leader. So you can do all of that by going to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and or letsprayamerica.com. So we're here to pray, and our theme song is We Need to See a Change, and I certainly agree with that. I'm not talking about just a change in our president. I'm not talking just about a change in our Congress or Senate alone. I'm not talking about a change in the political parties. I'm talking about change in the spiritual climate of this nation. We must have revival. We must have another spiritual awakening. We must have a nation that turns back to God. And it will not happen without prayer. We can pass all kinds of legislation, and we can elect different types of people into office, but we are in a nation that is desperate for revival. So I've been a prayer leader in America since 1967. I've been a prayer and prophetic voice since 1985. And so I'm just here to pray. I've been calling for revival since I led prayer at the White House in 1996. And the Lord just put this in my heart to believe for 1,000. So I'm believing. And I need you to agree with me in prayer for the broadcast today and for the prayer time today, and that the Holy Spirit will anoint, and that whatever He wants to be done will be done. We're going to be praying about a number of things today. Particularly, we're going to be praying for businessmen, businesswomen, those in the marketplace. And I've got a special guest on today who will be on by telephone. And he's a man that's been in business over 40 years that believes in godly principles. So we're going to pray for those who are financing this end time harvest. But let's pray right now for our prayer time today. Father, we just pray for these 60 minutes of prayer. I thank you for the people that are praying with me here on this Tuesday. And I pray, Lord, that you would just come and use me, your servant, to lead this prayer time at this prayer occasion here on BPN Radio, our 24-hour internet prayer station. I thank you for churches and cities and individuals all across America in different nations of the world that are praying with me. I thank you for the people that are helping support this broadcast. I thank you for our partners. I thank you for the producer, Michael Schonborn. I thank you for Todd Mooring and Courtney Vandiver that provide the background music for this broadcast. And I thank you, Lord, for the people that are tuning in today. Why don't you tell somebody about Breakout Prayer Network and about BPN Radio? So your will be done today in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you for being a part. If you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com. There's a place to fill out your prayer request, and that is sent to our prayer national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, and then she sends out, first name only, she sends out your prayer request to our Breakout Prayer Network prayer team, who pray for the next 7 days over your prayer request. So we believe in prayer. In fact, we believe that when people pray, something happens. And, you know, one of my primary songs here on the BPN broadcast every day is What If My People Pray? And, you know, the Bible says, the Lord said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, He said, I'm going to hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So what happens if my people pray and casting crowns They're going to sing about it, and they're going to sing about it at this very moment.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed, and those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own way? And what would happen if we prayed for those raised up to lead the way? Then maybe kids in school could pray, and unborn children see light of day. What if the light that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed, and those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own?
Well, it's great to have Brian Davenport on the broadcast with us today, a businessman for over 40 years. And today we're talking about business, and he's talking about kingdom business. What are you talking about, Brian?
Well, I'm talking about our real business for every businessman and business lady out there is kingdom business. Now, Jesus, he was a carpenter by trade, but his real divine appointment in life was kingdom business. And for each and every one of us, it is about kingdom business. It's being about his business. And the minute we get our sights set on his business, he takes care of all our little things that we got going on. He takes care of every annoyance we have. He takes care of every shortage we have. He takes care of every detail. When we get our eye on the bullseye, the bullseye today is to be about his business, which is kingdom business. You men and women are called to be about the kingdom and about the business of the kingdom, about the sharing of the gospel. We, you know, we have seed that's put in our hands that we might sow it. You know, if all the gold and all ball and all the finances belong to him. It all belongs to him. So when we get about kingdom business, he begins to put those finances in our hands. He begins to give us a net-breaking, boat-sinking load to operate with. More than enough. We're not men of lack. We're not men who operate in lack. We're not women who operate in lack. But we operate in the abundance of Jesus Christ. And in him there is no shortage. That you can find no shortage in Jesus.
That's right.
We're designed to be more than conquerors. We're designed to be overcomers.
Yeah.
And we overcome the things of this world when we have our eyes focused on God and on God's business. When we're about God's business, then all things come into our hands.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about having this little mustard seed of faith, because no, guys, we got a basket full of mustard seed. We got a pocket full of mustard seed.
Yeah.
We got plenty of mustard seed. We got all the faith we need, because when we're about kingdom business, we're no longer operating in the natural. We're operating in the supernatural.
Supernatural.
The supernatural, then we become all things to all men, all things to all women. We become the righteousness of Christ. We become overcomers. And, you know, an overcomer, when you overcome a land, you become a master over it. So an overcomer, in real theory, he's the master over the enemy.
Yeah. So you are saying, Brian, that Jesus was a carpenter, but that was not his main focus.
That's right. That's, you know what, guys, we're not about, you know, Jesus was a carpenter. He had that as his income and his trade. Paul was a tent maker. But whatever your vocation is, wherever you are, whatever job you're working on, you're in that job to be about kingdom business there. You're there to bless others, to be a blessing. You're called to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath,
yeah.
The lender, not the bar. Now, that's who you are.
Yeah.
That's who Jesus says you are.
Yeah.
You're not what the world says.
Yeah.
You're not what mine says. You're who he says. And the focus is today to get on... You get about kingdom business. When you're in your job, you think about, what would Jesus do in this job today?
Yeah.
Because the minute you begin to follow him and get your focus on him, you become great. Because everything he did, he didn't do anything that wasn't great. He didn't operate in anything that wasn't great. And we already know, said, well, who is it? One of the disciples begin to talk, said, who's the greatest among us? They begin to argue. And I can see him laughing. He says, no, the greatest among you is servant to all.
Yeah.
So, in that marketplace, we begin to serve those in authority around us. We begin
to
serve those that, you know, you meet the same people on the way up as you do the way down.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go to helping everybody around you, guess what? They can't wait to help you.
That's right.
And we got some helper who's designed and waiting to help us. He can't wait to help us. He loves it when I know when I ask the Holy Spirit to come and help me with this situation, this job, whatever it is I'm trying to do. He says, oh, I can't wait. I've been waiting for you to ask, because I was designed to come and to help you, to lead you, to guide you, to teach you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when our focus is on kingdom business,
kingdom.
Guess what? He's there.
He's kingdom, yeah.
He is there, and he can't wait to help us.
That's right. Well, Jesus was 12 years old, and his parents couldn't find him, and his response was, well, I've just been up and about my father's business, about the kingdom business. So I know there's a lot of people out there, you've been in business over 40 years, so just say a prayer for these business people that their focus is on the kingdom. And before you go, I know you're driving down the highway today, but just say a prayer for these business people.
Lord, I just release your blessing. Your physical, financial, spiritual blessing upon these men and women, these mighty men and women of God who you've equipped to be about kingdom business, that you've given all the gifts of the Holy Spirit that they might be about your business. I just release kingdom mentality into their minds and their ears of who they are. They're sons and daughters of the Most High God. They're God's champion. They're the salt of the world. They're the light of the world. That's who you say they are. Friends of Jesus. No longer do I call you servants, but sons and daughters. Friends. Your best friend is the Holy Spirit. He is your best friend. What could be sweeter? What could be more precious than that? Than to know that your best friend is Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you for these men and women today. I thank you that they're blessed to be a blessing, that when they go into the marketplace today, that that anointing comes upon them because they're anointed to do God's business. They're anointed to be about God's business. I just pray in the name of Jesus and thank you, Father, for this opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Brian. We appreciate you praying, and I set myself in agreement with you concerning these businessmen and businesswomen, and I know that you're out there, and we just speak a blessing upon them. We pray that they will be encouraged and blessed today. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. Well, what a wonderful privilege it is to be able to have Brian Davenport, my longtime friend, from Rockwall, Texas, on BPN Radio, talking about the business people. And we just speak a blessing upon all of those of you that have been called into business. And I just believe that God has called you to be the head and not the tail. And I just like that that interview about the kingdom. And we must understand that I believe that God has called business people, as well as the rest of us, to be a blessing. And we are under the Abrahamic covenant. And he just said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you so that you can be a blessing. So we are here today to be a blessing. And so there's two types of people in the church world and Christendom today. Two types of people. And those are the takers and the givers. But God has called us to be givers. And so we start the process. I know that God started to begin with, but he said to Abraham, now you just keep it going. And so Abraham became a giver, and the covenant was set in motion, and we are following that example. And so, you know, the principle goes all the way over into the New Testament. Jesus said, give it, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall other people give to your bosom and give into your life, sow into your life. And but we start the process. And somebody said, well, you know, if I could just, if somebody would just give me some money to get started. No, there's something in your hand to get started with. It may be a loaf of bread. It may be $100. It might be $5, whatever it may be. But there's something to get started with. And you must understand that God puts things in your hand to give. You know, not long after Gene and I were married, one of the things that I longed for was to have a 1955 Thunderbird, a 1955 T-Bird, but I couldn't afford it. I'd just go look and drool over those 1955 T-Birds. And then several years ago, a group of pastors that I have ministered for over the years, they got together, had a big party for me, and much to my dismay, they presented me with a 1955 T-Bird, red and white, a show car. It was beautiful. I could hardly believe my eyes. And God put it in my hand. And I remember that Gene and I would drive down Main Street in Fort Worth when we lived at that time, and people would just look, and it was an attention getter. We put the top down, go to Sonic Drive-In, really enjoying ourselves. And you know, I put it in my garage, and I put a special canopy over that 1955 T-Bird. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I'd get up and go out in my garage and pull the canopy up and just look at my T-Bird. I loved it. And one day, I had a spiritual son from India come to visit, and he said to me, "Dad," he said, I need the money to get a new van for my ministry, because we're showing the Jesus film every night of the year. And I need to take my workers out into different villages in India. Would you pray with me? So I began to pray. I said, "Lord, give Stephen a new van." And the Holy Spirit said to me, "You buy him a new van." And I said, "Well, I don't have the money to buy him a new van." He said, "Yes, you do." He said, "It's in your garage." I said, "Lord, you're not talking about my 1955 T-Bird, are you?" And a few minutes after the conversation, my son came through the door and said to me, "Dad, one of your neighbors down the street," he stopped me and said, "Do you think your dad would be interested in selling his T-Bird?" And my son said, I don't think so. My dad loves that T-Bird." Well, within 2 hours, that 1955 Thunderbird was gone, and I was giving the money for a new van to my spiritual son in India, Stephen. So God put that T-Bird in my hand, not to keep, but to sow. And so sometimes God gives us money to keep, and sometimes God gives us money to sow. And I was able to bless India there for quite a few years as that new van drove through the countryside and through the many different villages spreading the gospel. So God put a 1955 T-Bird in my hand to give. So I believe that God has put some things in your hand to give. For Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And so we need to, if we're truly kingdom people, like my friend and business person Brian Davenport was talking about, if we're truly kingdom people, then we need to be givers. We need to be sowing. And as we sow, then God begins to give us more to sow. And then pretty soon we become very radical people in the kingdom of God. And so we are here in this life to be a blessing. We are here to gather and disperse. So we gather resources, and then we disperse those resources into the hands of different people. Why? Because we are a blessing. And so I'm going to pray now. Let's pray for the business people again, that God will give them more and more resources into their hands, so that they can be a blessing. Father, we just agree. Would you just agree with me right now for business people to be blessed in Jesus' name? Father, we just pray for these business people here on this Tuesday, November the 25th, 2014. That you will bless them, and that you will cause them to increase more and more. And we bind every attack of the devil. We bind every attack of the enemy that has come against these people in the marketplace, these gatekeepers who have been called to help finance, to be financiers of the end time harvest. We ask God that you prosper them. We ask God that you bless them abundantly, that you bless them mightily in Jesus' name. We break every attack of the devil. We break every attack of the enemy that's come against them to cause discouragement, to cause delay, to cause them to give up, to give out, to give in, to quit. We just declare that no weapon formed against these business people, these marketeers, these marketplace people, these financiers, no weapon formed against them will prosper. We just declare they're going to be blessed. They're going to be blessed in the city, in the field, in the country. We're going to be blessed when they rise up, when they lie down. And even when they are lying down, they will be making money. And so we know, Lord, that you have called the business people that's listening to me today to be the head and not the tail, to be above and not beneath, to go over and not go under. So we bless them right now. Would you just pray for business people that are in this nation that God has called to finance this end time harvest? Would you pray for the business people that you know, maybe even in your local church? Or if you're a business person, why don't you just say, Lord, I'm a giver. And I'm being blessed as a business person to give, not to tear down my old barns and build new barns, or tear down my smaller barns and build bigger barns. It's not about me, but I declare that I am going to be blessed, and I declare that I am in business to be a blessing. So let's just spend a little time praying for the business people, and if you're in business, spend some time praying for yourself. Okay, here we go. I love to pray like this. I love to pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray right now on BPN Radio for the will, plan, and purpose of God to be done in our lives. And so why don't you just pray, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why don't you pray the will of God be done in your life today? Whether you're a business person or you are not a business person, you must understand that God has called all of us to be givers. God has called all of us to be a blessing. And so you just need to say, I'm a blessing, and I'm going to find different ways to be a blessing. Things that God has put in my hand, I'm going to be a blessing. I'm going to be a blessing to my church. I'm going to be a blessing to my pastor. I'm going to be a blessing to my employees. I'm going to be the best employer they've ever had. I'm going to be a blessing to my employer, to my boss. I'm going to be a blessing in my neighborhood. I'm going to be a blessing in my city. I am in this life to bless. I have a servant's heart, and I'm going to find out who I can bless. So let's pray the will of God be done, and let's just pray about being a kingdom person. And a kingdom person is a person that has come into this world, into this life, to be a blessing. You could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are living today. Why? To be a blessing. And I want to say to you, the blessing is not dependent on the economy of this nation or your city or any nation of the world. And you say, well, if I just live in a different dispensation, if I live in a different age. No. No, you're here now. You're here now, and you're here on purpose. And you are here with a purpose, and you are here with God assignments. I want you to just take a few moments to talk to God about the assignments that he has for your life that you're involved in. And it's all about giving. Paul said concerning giving and receiving, but we give first. We start the ball rolling. So why don't you just say, Lord, I've got some things in my hand, And it may not be for me to keep. It may be for me to enjoy for a little while. But everything I have belongs to you, and I'm going to be a giver, and your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done in my life. Would you pray? Would you pray now? Father God, I just ask today that you bless the people that are listening to this broadcast today, BPN Radio. I ask that you bless them, prosper them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray that the focus today, that their focus, Lord, will not be upon themselves. And it's the people that are not blessed, are the people that's always, it's always about them. If I could just get my hand on some money, if I could just do this, if I could do that. And, you know, that's when misery begins to set in. The most happy people, the most prosperous people, not only in finances, but in their spirit, in their emotions, in their health, are the people that do, that are not focusing on themselves. You know, the wisest man that lived during his time, besides Jesus, the wisest man that ever lived, his name was Solomon, and he was the former king of Israel. And, you know, it seemed like everything was going well for him until he began to focus on himself. And I was just meditating on the book of Ecclesiastes that he wrote, chapter 2, these past few days, because he said, I said in my heart, come now, I will test you with mirth, enjoy pleasure, but surely this also was vanity. I said of laughter, madness, of mirth, what does it accomplish? I searched in my heart how to gratify my flesh with wine. I might see what was good for the sons. I made myself good works. I built myself houses, planted vineyards. I made myself gardens, orchards. I planted all kinds of fruit trees. I acquired male and female servants. I had great possessions. I gathered for myself silver and gold. I acquired male and female singers. I became great. I excelled more. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure. Everything was about him. Everything was about him. And so he, the end of it was, I hated life. That's what he ended up and said in verse 17. He said, I hated life. And so when everything is focused on us, you know, we can hate life. Because somebody's going to disappoint us. Somebody's going to come short of our expectations. Somebody's not going to treat us the way that we thought they should treat us. And then we eventually become offended or take up an offense, and then we begin to hate life. So how do we get back on track today? We're going to get back on track by proclaiming, I am in this life. I am here to be a blessing. I'm here to be a blessing. And I'm just going to find somebody to bless. You know, for several years, Gene and I lived in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was able to office out of Calvary Cathedral International, the one that got blown down by a tornado. And there was not a day that I did not meet Pastor Bob Nichols in the hallway, because I officed near him, that he would not say to me, Dale, is there anything I can do for you? Is there any way that I can bless you? Taught me a tremendous lesson, became a wonderful example for my life. So I believe there's people out there that you could bless some way. It may not be a lot, but there's something you can do, somebody you can bless. So we just ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you now. about somebody that you can be a blessing to. And if the focus is on you, let's just take it off of ourselves and just put it on other people. Can we do that? Well, let's just pray a little while. And Father, I pray today for people that have focused on themselves to the point where they become offended in life. And it's a terrible thing to get offended, because what happens is that offense takes root in our lives and causes us unhappiness. Somebody didn't keep their appointment, or somebody disappointed us, or somebody did not keep their word, or somebody said something about us or even to us, and we just got offended. So I pray today for people that has taken the focus off of other people and put it on themselves, and they have become offended. I pray for them, Lord, that you would just give them grace. Give them the grace to walk in love and forgiveness and declare that I'm not going to be offended. And the very people that have hurt me, offended me, abused me, misused me, done me wrong, those very people, I'm going to bless. I'm just going to bless them, because I'm a kingdom person. And I'm a giver. I'm not a taker. And so how do we get over the offense? How do we get over the hurt and the disappointment that we may be experiencing toward those people or that person that's offended us? Well, it's just called the grace of God. So I'm just going to pray right now that God will give you a special grace. A special grace. And why don't you just receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit to let it go, let it go, let it go, let it go. Drop it and say, I'm going to go on with the life. I'm going to go on with the life because of the grace of God, the grace of God that is helping me today. And so why don't you just spend some time walking in love and forgiveness and calling for the grace of God? Well, my friend Martin Smith sings about the grace of God, which we are so thankful for.
I was lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you. And all I want is all of you. It's grace, grace. I'm nothing without you. Grace, your grace shines on me. Walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross, and all these years you've carried me. You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. The oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace.
Thank you, Lord, for your grace. The grace of God that brings us to the place where we can walk in love and we can walk in forgiveness. And so why don't you just do that right now? Someone that's hurt you, offended you, done you wrong. And you just say, I'm just going to forgive them. I'm just going to forgive them. Why don't you just do it right now? Just call their name in prayer and just say, Lord, I forgive them. Knowing that forgiveness is not an act of your emotions. It's an act of your will. And so, and then just say, I'm going to bless the person that's offended me because God has given me that special grace to do so. So I'm going to do it. I'm just going to call their name right now, and I'm going to do it. And I want us to go a little farther, dig a little bit deeper today here on BPN Radio, because I want us to bless the person that we have taken up an offense on somebody else's behalf. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about somebody that you love and care for gets hurt, wounded, offended, abused. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about your friend, your family, someone that you love. And you're going to take up their offense on their behalf. And, you know, I believe there's plenty of grace for the person that gets offended. But the person that takes up the offense, that's a very dangerous thing. And so I'm gonna pray for you that that has not only... You've not only been offended, but you have taken up an offense on behalf of somebody else. You know, I learned an invaluable lesson many years ago in my younger years. I was helping a young man in ministry. He was actually doing the preaching. I was just assisting him. And one day I made a recommendation for him to minister at my home church. And the pastor, on my recommendation, this was a long time ago, invited this young man to preach. And when the night before he was to preach, he called me and said, your pastor has canceled my invitation. I won't be preaching tomorrow. So he was quite upset, which made me quite upset because my friend was upset. And so I just thought, well, I'm going to try to get this straightened out. So I called the pastor and he said, yeah, it's happened because I've got some information that really has disqualified him from ministering here. And I finally got him to tell me who the person was. And I went immediately to that person's house, knocked on the door. And he was an older gentleman. He said, Dale, come in. I said, no, I don't want to come in. I just want to tell you that I don't appreciate what you've told on my friend. And I was very angry with him, and I said words that I should not have said. It was not me that was offended, but it was my friend that had been offended, and I was taking up his offense. And so I was very angry. I said some unkind words, and I left abruptly, and found out later that the information was true, that this young preacher was living an immoral life, and the guy that talked to my pastor knew what he was talking about. So when I went back to ask forgiveness, the man had died, and I just said, God, please help me to remember this invaluable lesson that I cannot take up an offense on somebody's behalf because I don't have the whole story. I'm not like Paul Harvey saying this is the rest of the story because I don't know it. And so I was heartbroken, but God showed me that I cannot afford to take up an offense on behalf of somebody else, regardless of how much I love them or how much I see them hurt or offended. I will not take up their offense. But God will give me a special, God will give a special grace to the person that's been offended. So, Father, I pray today for people here in the BPN radio room, radio audience, on the broadcast today that they have taken up an offense on somebody's behalf, and they're miserable about it, and they find that that they have a very difficult time going on with you and their relationship with you. They find that maybe bitterness has come in or what have you. I just pray, Lord, they'll drop it. They'll drop it now like a hot potato and say, God, you're going to have to work it out on behalf of my friend, my family member, whoever it may be, my colleague, and you're going to have to work it out. And I'm going to drop it. I'm going to put it back into your hands. So I'm praying for you right now, but I want you just to spend a little time with the Lord just saying, Father God, I've taken up this offense. Someone has been offended, and I'm going to get it straight now. I need to ask you to forgive me, and I'm going to put this aside. If I've caused any damage, then I'll just ask that person to forgive me also. Because we determined that we're kingdom people, and we're going to walk in love and forgiveness. Let's just go ahead and just pray a little while. Talk to God about this. Father God, today we not only repent of our sins, but we repent for the sins of our nation. Oh God, we pray for America. We pray for this land that we live in, this land that we love. Father God, would you send another spiritual awakening to America? Would you send a revival to 1,000 cities in this nation? 1,000 cities. Would you raise up 1,000 prayer centers and 1,000 prayer leaders? Father, we need you. Lord, as we prayed before earlier in the broadcast, the problem is not with which party is in. The major problem is not in all of the things that we think is a problem with America. But we know the major problem is a sin factor. We know we've lost our moral compass. We are now to the place where we call right wrong and wrong right. And we live in a nation where people are not telling the truth. We live in a nation of adultery and fornication. And we live in a day of perversion. And we live in a day where there are no boundaries. And we live in a time where pastors and Christian leaders refuse to talk about these areas. They become very silent. But may we cry out today and say, Lord, we have a sin problem in America. And may the priests, those that carry the Bible and preach the word, the preachers and the pastors and the elders and the apostles and prophets, evangelists, may they declare that we have a problem in America. It's a sin problem. And may they cry out against the sin factor. Because we are in a moral downfall in the nation. We, in America, we've wandered far away from you. Far away from you. We just pray, Lord, that those that preach the word, declare the word, will tell the people the difference between holy and unholy, righteousness and unrighteousness. We need you now. We cry out for a spiritual awakening. We cry out for the intercessors to continue to stay in their closet. We pray for the prophets of this land, the prophets and the prophetesses. We pray for them, Lord, that they will declare what they see. And Lord, we see trouble on every hand in America, but we also see revival rising out of obscure places in America. We see young people rising out of obscurity to preach to their generation. Would you help me pray right now? Would you help me pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening? Would you cry out, Lord, send a revival to our land? We need your help and we need it now. Would you pray right now? Would you pray with me? I just want to thank you for praying with me on this Tuesday. It's November 25th day, 2014. I want you to consider sowing a seed into BPN Network, helping us fulfill the will, plan, and purpose of God, meeting our God assignments. And if you'd like to donate, you can just go to bpnradio.com. There's a donate button at the bottom of the website. Remember to tell your friends to pray with us. There is three different ways you can pray: on your computer, on your iPhone, smartphone, and in your car, by purchasing a little transmitter for about $9. And you can listen on your radio as you drive down the road. I want to bless you today. May God bless you. We're kingdom people, and we are here to be a blessing. We're here to be a blessing. And I just bless you in the name of the Lord, that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life today. In Jesus' name, I'll be back tomorrow. And as we continue to pray here on the BPN Radio Network.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.